It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAvica, and joining us over the phone today, Mark Spurgeon, the at-large board member for the Nebraska Wheat Board. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me to join you.
Well, this is kind of a new position for you, so we want to get to know you a little bit more. First of all, tell us about that background in wheat production for you.
Well, I started growing wheat while my dad was strictly a wheat farmer. And then I enjoyed wheat. And when I graduated from college, I worked in a bank for 5 years. And then I went back to the farm, and it was strictly a dryland wheat farm. And at that time, you know, wheat wasn't that profitable. So we went into irrigation. So we kind of shifted more of our farm to irrigated corn. And from there, we went into some irrigated wheat. And this seems like irrigated wheat wasn't really the thing that we needed to do. So we went to corn and dryland wheat.
So fast forward to today, Mark, you decided to take that next step and pursue the leadership side, I guess, of wheat production. Tell me about that decision.
Well, I was a member of the wheat growers and I still am a member of the wheat growers, but I was serving on their board. And I was a president for a couple of years of that board. And at that time, I was very interested in how the lobbying for the wheat growers, because the wheat growers, their dues dollars goes towards lobbying. And I was wanting to take the next step and become a wheat board member so that I could see how the checkoff dollars were working. And the checkoff dollars are really used for research, promotion, education, et cetera. And that's what I'm really interested in, is in that research and promotion of wheat.
So, Mark, now that you are an at-large board member of the Nebraska Wheat Board, walk me through what you hope to see in your tenure of leadership here, being part of this organization.
Well, I hope to see that, you know, that wheat, that the U.S. wheat continues to be a viable product worldwide. I know that there's a lot of... One thing about wheat is a desert crop, and it can be raised anywhere, and it is raised anywhere. But I think the quality of our U.S. wheat is at a point where that we need to make sure that we keep that quality standard on the world market so that we can continue to have a world trade with other countries and that they want our wheat.
Absolutely. Very well said. Mark, what else is important to mention that we haven't had a chance to touch on yet?
Well, I think that people don't realize, everybody talks about cattle, they talk about corn, they talk about soybeans. They don't realize how important wheat is to the United States economy.
An excellent note to end on. That again, joining us is Mark Spurgeon, at-large board member of the Nebraska Wheat Board. He farms near Paxton, Nebraska. That'll do it for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAvica, and this is the Rural Radio Network.